listening to the Modern Horrors Podcast Network.
Welcome to the 69th episode of Final Girls Horror Cast. We don't need to make a joke about that, do we? We're adults, right?
Probably yeah,
okay,
not.
Okay. This is the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi
69. Penis.
That's it. Penis.
Yeah. I threw them both in there.
I love you.
You're welcome. Continue.
This
Proceed.
Is the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
And welcome back for part three of the 80s were weird month. We're continuing our adventure this week with The Mutilator and Bad Taste. For you new listeners, we are a spoiler-heavy podcast, so continue at your own risk. Both of today's films are currently streaming on Amazon Prime, so check those out before continuing if you are a spoiler-sensitive listener. But before we jump into these films, let's get started with a segment that we like to call...
Trailer Trash Talk.
Today's trailer is They Remain. I didn't write down the theatrical release date.
Oops. I don't even think I still have it open.
It's written and directed by Philip Gallott. The IMDb summary is two scientists who share a romantic history are tasked with investigating unnatural animal behavior on the site of a Manson family-style cult's compound. It's a mouthful.
Ooh,
Manson family style. That's not even the Manson family. You couldn't just say a cult compound or murderous cult compound.
Murderous.
All right, I don't know. I'm just trying to make it better. It's
a murderous cult compound. I can't even say it.
It's difficult to say. Does it roll off the tongue? No.
It does not.
No. Do you have a date by any chance?
It says maybe March 2nd.
Okay.
January 28th at the Panic Film Festival, mm-hmm. and then it just says March 2nd, New York, New York.
Okay. So maybe. Not a wide release quite yet.
No.
This has direct to VOD written all over it, I think.
Totally.
Yeah.
It totally does.
There's something about it that just doesn't look right. And I don't know what it is. Or maybe it doesn't sound right. Maybe it's the sound. Because it looks fine. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
I feel like the trailer was just cut very strangely. Mm,
maybe that's it.
There were parts of it where I felt like I could get into it, but then there were parts where, like, the end was really awkward, where they, like, tried to throw in a weird joke, that, like, the last bit of the trailer.
Yeah. Was that a joke?
I feel like it was supposed to be, but it just made me feel weird, and I was like, well, maybe I'm not into this movie anymore.
It has some, yeah, I mean, it starts off okay. Mm-hmm. It has some creepy moments. It has some interesting moments, but ultimately I don't really get it. And the trailer, I think you're right. I think the trailer was just cut really strangely.
Yeah, like I don't know. I would watch this movie on VOD. I wouldn't go see it. Obviously, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a wide release. I didn't really get much of what the IMDb summary is from the trailer.
Yeah, I didn't get that they were romantically involved, except for like one weird flashbacky scene. It's just like two people, they're stuck in the middle of nowhere, supposed to be doing sciencey things. I'm not really sure what sciencey things they're doing, but there's science involved, computers and stuff. I don't know. There were bones.
Nobody knows. Yeah, there were bones involved. I don't even know.
But they're not archaeologists, I don't think. They're like, this says they're investigating unnatural animal behavior. The dude looks like he's like the techie guy. He's like the camera dude setting up stuff.
Totally.
I don't really get it.
I don't either.
I know. It seems weird. It just all seems... maybe it's good. The trailer is weird, not awesome. Doesn't look encouraging, honestly.
No, it really doesn't. I feel like they would have done better. Less is more. Less would have been more in this situation. I feel like it would have been better with like a teaser or something.
Sure.
Like just show us things that maybe will pique our interest. But it was, yeah.
I think I'm with you on that. All right. Well, not too encouraged with that one, but maybe, no.
We'll see how it goes.
Maybe when it's streaming. Okay.
Oh, my turn. On the 69th episode of Final Girls Horrorcast 69. Podcast. So the first movie that we are going to be speaking of today is 1984's The Mutilator, directed and written by Buddy Cooper. The IMDb summary is, a teenager who accidentally committed matricide finds himself being hunted together with his girlfriend and mates by his now crazed father. What is this is like also called Fall Break or something like that?
Yeah. It was released under the name Fall Break.
And that's what the title card says on Amazon as well.
Yes.
But it's listed under The Mutilator.
And also there's a Fall Break song, which I'm sure we'll discuss. And
there, I'll probably play it.
I'm going to have to play at least part of it.
Yeah. Because the music is the best part about this movie.
It's so weird. It's weird music. This was Buddy Cooper's only film, really.
Well, who's surprised?
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, it was titled Fall Break and then changed to The Mutilator when it was released on VHS for whatever reason.
Yeah.
An interesting choice. I do like the name The Mutilator better than Fall Break.
Same. But there wasn't too much mutilating going on. I was wanting, based on the title, I was wanting more mutilation.
I thought that there was, yeah, they pulled away a lot.
Yeah.
Especially at the beginning. And then at the end, there was a one with the girl
I was like, oop, that's, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think what I said when I was watching it. I was like, well, that's going to be the one kill that we talk
That'll
about.
Be a topic of conversation later. I have a lot of notes, but I don't know how interesting they are. I started out bad mouthing this movie immediately because there's a baking scene in which I don't believe any of it. She has this cake that looks 100% like she got it from a grocery store, except there's like baking stuff out, and she's frosting the side of the cake, Carly. She's frosting the side of the cake with a flat spatula. And it has lines in it. That's not how you do it.
No.
And then she puts away baking powder. Very different. She puts away baking powder. You do not have baking powder out anymore when you're frosting a cake. It's been hours and hours since you used baking powder at the earliest.
That's been put away.
It's been at least 2 hours since you've used that. And there's no other things on the counter except for flour and baking powder. I have a very large issue with this.
It's all they could afford. That's the only hint. I mean, even like, I don't know why.
Again, it's like the corn pizza. This is the thing that bothers me the most.
I love that this is the thing that bothers you the most out of this magical.
Angry about it, writing about it in my notes immediately. That's a store-bought cake, flat spatula with ridged sides. No. I did some amateur cake decorating, you know, in my mid to late 20s. And I know a thing or two about decorating a cake. It's not like that.
And that's not how it goes.
There's no baking powder in sight.
Involved.
No.
That's so funny.
So then this
in frosting.
This little boy wants to celebrate his father for his birthday by cleaning all of his guns.
Which mom's okay with.
Well, so. Mom is she's messing up this cake big time, so yeah. She's got a lot of work to do in the kitchen. She
mom's
can't be
got
paying
other
attention.
Problems going on.
She can't be paying attention to what little boy is doing. And so dad keeps a large cabinet unlocked, filled mm-hmm. with guns that are loaded, apparently, and ready yep. to go at any moment.
Which, I mean, dad's a little bit crazy.
Well, he is now. Was he crazy before? Were we led to believe he was crazy before?
It says
in the summary, Carly, that he is a now crazed father.
Sure. Okay. Well, I don't know. There's something was off about him to me personally.
Well, he's a hunter, you know?
Yeah. So maybe that's it.
Yeah. Gun safety is important.
It is.
This is hard to talk about right now. Sorry.
It's not very distracted.
Yeah. No. So he cleans the guns. The gun goes off, shoots his mother. Mom dies. Dad comes home to see this. Scares
the little boy.
What's
probably one of the most awkward openings I've ever seen in a movie.
It's so awkward. And he pulls the mom into another room, drinks, and then pours alcohol down the corpse's throat. It's very weird.
It's so, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you go, if you just snap and go crazy that, I mean, something was wrong with him before this all happened, is all I'm saying.
Maybe. I don't know. And then that's over. That whole scene's over. The cops come and the scene's over. And so this little boy is raised by this man, and you would think he's totally messed up. But he seems like a pretty normal teenager in the 80s.
Very normal.
Yeah, he seems pretty well adjusted. He's got his friends.
You wouldn't be able to tell that he murdered his mother by mistake.
You have no idea that he murdered his mother. One of his friends knows when he walks away, tells the other friends, and they literally have the weirdest reaction to it I think I've ever... It's just not what you would expect.
No.
If someone tells me that my friend accidentally killed their parent when they were a child, my reaction isn't to, like, laugh and then be like, oh, man, he really messed up.
Mine's like, oh, my God, I need some time. Like, yeah. I would need some time to adjust to learning that information.
That is like...
That's heavy.
That's something really heavy to learn about someone close to you. And I don't know. Their reaction was just very light. Like, mm-hmm. One of the guys just starts laughing. This is when we're really introduced to the character of Ralph, who is, oh man, is he funny? I mean,
Ralph,
and his
that little jokester,
his hijinks is just, it's crazy. He's the craziest guy ever. He does these crazy, crazy jokes, like pretending his girlfriend's not going to go to the house anymore on their fall break.
Oh, Ralph.
I mean, he totally had him going, Carly. It was one of the best pranks I think I've ever seen in cinematic history. Really,
he nailed
it. Really, he's very funny. Yep. Funny, funny guy.
And then the magical music kicks in.
It's so good. So they all decide that they're going to go to the kid who killed his mom's dad's place. It's like this
beach house.
Yeah, didn't he call it a condo or something? I thought he called it a condo at first, but it ends up being a really beautiful old beach house. And I believe this was filmed in North Carolina, by the way, in case you were curious, because I was kind of like, where are they? Because it doesn't quite look like the Northeast, but it does look like the East Coast a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're staying at this house, which is apparently on an island, which is apparently deserted because it's the fall and no one lives there in the fall. Okay, fine. So the house is, when they get to this house, Carly... Wait, do we need to talk about the music? I think we'll just play the music because you can't really talk about it. You just have to experience it for yourself.
I feel like it needs to be the soundtrack of this episode.
It will be. I will make sure it's in here somewhere. At least
I think
at the
end. The thing that I spoke about the most in this movie was just like, what is happening here?
Yeah. The music is intensely goofy. It's about falling in love on fall break and having a good time.
It's got zero to do with horror and everything to do with, like, hijinks, musical comedy or something. It's like
it's music you would hear in, like, I don't know, like
Revenge a Lifetime original movie from the 80s or early 90s. Like, it's just so weird and out of place.
Yeah, like a cheesy comedy from the early 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very strange. But anyway, so they get to this house, they get inside, and the place is a mess. The door is wide open, and
the battle axe is missing.
There's like there's weaponry, there's like animal heads all over the place, and you know, some of the people are kind of freaked out. Okay. And then they find this picture. And in this picture is a man laying dead, all bloody. And it's just hanging on the wall. Like, and they're like, what is this? Oh, my dad accidentally ran over a man with a boat. And so he took a picture of it and kept it on the wall with his other trophies.
This is another just ridiculous reaction.
The reaction makes no sense. Like,
okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, like okay,
I just feel unsafe here.
It makes a little bit of sense that like the son doesn't think it's that weird because he grew up with this crazy father, and maybe right. he's just like, oh, my dad's a crazy guy. You know,
the story would bother me. B, my yeah. friend's reaction.
Yeah.
Would bother me.
Yeah. No one really seems, especially the guys, don't really seem that troubled by this.
Yeah.
Just, I'm not really sure why they would stay there after that. Like, someone broke in. Obviously, someone broke in. The battle axe is missing. And there's alcohol everywhere. And there's a picture of a dead guy on the wall, which they leave up, by the way. It's up the entire movie. They keep walking by it. And I'm like, why is that? If there's a picture of a dead person in a room, I'm either not going to be in that room again or I'm taking that picture down.
Yeah, no.
Or both.
Get me out of here is what I would say.
Why are you still hanging out by the dead man picture? Someone's just hanging out in front of it. Like, you can just hang out in front of a picture of a dead person.
Nope.
No, it's fucking weird. It's really, really weird.
It's super weird.
Oh, I also I forgot to mention that they bought 2 6-packs of beer for the entire time they are there, and there's 6 of them.
They're crazy.
There's 6 people, and they got 2 6-packs. That's 2 beers a person for 3 days.
What? I'm telling you, the budget was not there.
What?
That's all they could afford.
What? That's not possible, right? Like, I mean, no.
With that many people,
that's a lot of people, like, and that's like
definitely all filled there up is to do there. Yeah,
there's literally like, nothing else to do there but like hang out and drink.
Well, especially because they're supposed to be like what, cleaning it up.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're like college kids, like hanging out at this house that they're going to clean up and like party at.
Yeah.
And A, they do 0 cleaning. I see them do no cleaning at all. Which,
well, maybe
okay,
they
fine.
Were saving that to the end.
Sure.
And then the murder happened. And so they're not going to clean it.
That's
anymore.
True. The murder did keep them from cleaning.
Yeah. It got in the way. It got in the way of the closing up of the cabin.
Did you catch at the beginning of this that they kept referring to Ralph as a redhead?
Yeah. Because he was like, oh, it's like the like redheaded stepchild. And the guy's like, hey. And then he like lowers his head down and he's clearly got brunette hair. There is 0 red things about his hair.
It's not even a little bit red.
And I was like, maybe they should have changed that line.
Just change the line or take it out.
Or, yeah, like either cast a redhead or just don't say that.
Just don't say that joke. It doesn't resonate,
and it just makes your audience go, okay, really, what the fuck?
I guess he's a redhead now. We'll just use our imagination and assume exactly. He's redheaded now.
Oh, the script said it. It's got to be true. No. Negative.
Oh, man. I also love how I get in the house, and it's all broken into. And the girls are like, we should call the cops. And then the son is like, what? Nothing's missing. It's like they've been in one room. How could you possibly know nothing's missing?
She's first like, of well, all, the axe. And he's like, my dad just probably took it with him. It's his favorite.
It's his favorite
battle axe. Well, in that case.
Some of the makeup effects in this are pretty bad, too. Like, there's a couple scenes that are like, you can really see like the edges of the masks and the cowls that they use for a lot
they
of the makeup effects.
Bit.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know, distracting, I guess.
The one thing that bothered me about this is the pool scene. How do they not see another person in the pool. Like, how it's not that big of a pool.
Yeah.
How do they not notice?
Yeah, as Carly's referring to, there's a couple in the pool and they're having sexy couple time in the pool. And yeah, they're playing a game that I'm not like semi-familiar with. But when I play it, it's much different because I can see underwater.
Yeah.
They're playing this game where they go underwater and try to catch the other person. Except they end up in weird spots. Like, they'll both go underwater and, like, if you chase someone underwater, you can see a body yeah. or a shape or something. They're like ending up in completely different spots. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so maybe they just can't see. Maybe the water's really dirty and they can't see underwater, except it looks pristine. It looks like the most beautiful water I've ever seen.
And it's like indoors. It's like in this tent situation.
It's
like got to be like a country club situation or something like that, because it's seriously like...
Yeah, it's a very large heated tent, I would think,
yeah.
that the pool is in.
Yeah.
Very strange.
If they're, like, naked in
and
it.
And if that pool exists on that property, wouldn't you all be there hanging out? That's yeah. awesome. You can actually go swimming in the fall. Totally into it.
Count me in.
I know, but just the two wanted to do that. And then the girl gets drowned and dragged out without the guy ever noticing.
Nope.
Oop.
You're still in here somewhere. Coming to get you. Nope. The third person that was chilling in the pool.
He wasn't underwater that long.
I know.
How did that other guy manage to get in the pool, strangle that girl, and drag her out?
I was like, this is just taking too much liberty. I can't with this. Like,
well, maybe he was drunk off of his one beer.
Yeah, exactly. He couldn't handle it.
Jesus. He had no idea what was going on.
It's crazy.
Oh my god. Yeah, that pool scene was ridiculous.
And the whole movie though, I mean, it's so slow, guys. Like, if you think us talking about it is slow, the movie itself is like, it's seriously the slowest movie, and it's not even that long.
It's not a long movie. I actually felt like Bad Taste was felt longer than this one, honestly. But
it did.
Yeah.
But more entertaining.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. This one was pretty ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, but it was so, like, there were just, like, little parts that were ridiculous. And I don't feel like it was supposed to be ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you know? It's not. It's like, not. This guy was very proud of this movie. He must be. Yeah. There's no way he wasn't. Yeah, there's, you know, I don't know. And then they play Blind Man's Bluff, which I've heard of, but I didn't know how to play it. And, now that I know how to play it, I really have no plans to ever play it. It sounds terrible.
It looks terrible.
So you sit in a house in the dark by yourself, and then people come in and try to find you. And then if they find you, they just sit with you until the last person is left by themselves searching the house. That sounds terrifying.
Thank you. Like the worst.
And then also, they had such a missed opportunity here, because I thought, oh, here we go. This is going to turn around and get really creepy, because all they had to do was have the dad sneak in the house, kill the girl that was hiding, and then hide where she was hiding, and then have people.
Yeah, I thought that
that
was going to...
Amazing.
I thought that was going to come back, because he, like, locks the door, and then when they're going, even, like, after the game's over, when they're going upstairs, like, the girl's like, oh, you don't need to lock the back door, because remember, like, you already did that, and then, like, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, are they going to be like, I didn't do that? And then, like, they're going to be like, someone's in the house.
No.
But nope.
There's so many missed opportunities there. If they killed the girl and then they had people find her, mm-hmm. and then when they turned the lights on, she was dead. Total missed opportunity, you guys.
Yeah.
Total fucking missed opportunity. That's the best part of the movie that didn't ever even
that
happen.
Didn't exactly. Oh, my God.
Ugh. Also, that house during Blind Man's Bluff, they're all so blind in this house, but it's the brightest room at night you've ever seen. There's so much light, and they're acting like they can't see anything, but it's so fucking light in there. Like, not even, like...
I love the girl who's, like, hiding in the corner behind the table, and you can just, like, see her head.
Yeah, you can see literally everybody, and they're all acting like they can't see each other, but they're not good at acting. So it's like, why aren't they interacting with each other? They can see.
So slow. And then finally, we get to where it should start to like get good, right? Like
sure.
The end where everybody basically gets murdered within the span of 10 minutes.
Sure.
And that weird kill that we're going to have to talk about happens.
Yeah. Do we?
Well.
Okay, so she's laying on a table, and then what happens?
I call it the vagina murder.
It is a vagina murder.
It's so bizarre.
It's very bizarre, because it totally sticks out from the rest of the movie.
It's so awkward, and it's, like, completely, like, uncalled for, because the rest of the movie is just not brutal at all.
Yeah. I know. Tony walked in during that scene, and I was like, this movie's totally stupid and ridiculous. And he sits down, and then that happened, and I'm like, whoa. I swear to God, the rest of this movie was not like that. And he was like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I didn't make the movie. I didn't know that was going to happen. I swear. The rest of the movie wasn't like this.
It's so true, though. Like, nothing happens in the rest of this movie. There's, like, throat cuts and, like, really that's it. Like, nothing.
Yeah.
And then, like, that is, like, whew, like, that made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was super uncomfortable and weird and
so
brutal.
Strange.
It's very weird. Okay, and let's just skip ahead. So then there's killing, whatever. The son finds out. And the girl's there, and the girl saves the guy, and then they go to leave, and then they end up killing the dad, right? They run the car back, and he gets chopped into two because he gets hit by the car.
Right.
And somehow he still manages, cut in half.
Yep.
His top half still manages to cut the cop's leg off.
Yep. He's got mad strength, that... crazed father upper half. What?
Fall break, summer in the sunshine.
Yeah, and then the best song ever happens.
And then we fall in love.
This movie.
And then that's the end of the movie.
I'm pretty sure my only note for this movie was like, what the fuck? Because it was so bizarre.
Yeah, it was
weird,
really bizarre.
And made no sense.
Agreed.
And, like, neither of these movies made any sense, but, like, bad taste, I mean, which we're going to talk about in a second. Like, I don't know. Just got nothing.
It's over. You know, I would have fun watching this with a bunch of people, though. It would be a good time.
It would be, I was like, this would be a good live tweet.
Yeah. It's still got, like, the acting is so bad, and, like, the reactions to things are so bad, and like the story makes no sense at all. So it's really pretty fun to watch.
Everything's bad. The script is bad. The acting's bad.
The script is really bad. Yeah. So it's just really fun to watch because it's just so crazy. But there are these weird moments of severe brutality. You know, it kind of reminds me of Silent Night, Deadly Night a little bit in that way, because there's like super brutal moments, but like for the most part, it's a pretty ridiculous movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's so if you're going to watch this movie, make sure you do it with like a bunch of people that you could basically like Mystery Science Theater it.
Yeah, it is. Tony walked in. He's like, well, this is a Mystery Science one, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Then he got a surprise. Okay.
Vagina murder.
The vagina murder. I don't even remember what happens, but she's like laying on a table and then he cuts her through her vagina section.
Yeah, like a hook. There's like a hook involved.
Oh, it's a hook through the vagina area.
I guess.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's just not weird. Uncalled for.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Now we're going to talk about Bad Taste from 1987, written and directed by Peter Jackson, also written by Tony Hiles and Ken Hammond. The IMDb summary is, the population of a small town disappears and is replaced by aliens that chase human flesh for their intergalactic fast food chain. So, Peter Jackson's first full-length film.
I love this movie. It was filmed over, like, 4 years.
Insane.
On weekends.
Insane.
There was no script. He literally would just come up with stuff during the week and then film it.
Absolutely crazy.
It's amazing.
I love it so much.
Me too.
It's the best.
It's so gross.
Yes.
In the best way.
You can tell it's like, I don't know, he like made the masks in his mom's oven. Like, I love this. I love this. And it has such a student film type feel to it. But it's also actually pretty funny and on purpose.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. I actually like genuinely laughed along with the film a couple times, and I really wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to be laughing at the movie, but it was genuinely funny in moments for sure.
It was just, it's so completely ridiculous in a fantastic way.
And he wrote this as they went, right?
Yeah.
Like every time they filmed, he like decided that day what they were going to be doing.
Yeah.
Which is totally crazy.
I love that the whole movie was like overdubbed, because the first half they shot with a camera that had no sound, that didn't record sound.
Mm.
And then, so like towards the end of his couple years, he actually did get a grant from like the New Zealand Film Commission or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the audio from that was like terrible. So they just ended up like completely recording everything after the movie was made.
I mean, but thinking about that, he made this film out of money from his own pocket for the mm-hmm. most part.
Yeah.
And created all the props and used his friends as actors. It's actually pretty good. Like,
oh, totally.
The shots are really interesting. He obviously, like, it makes sense that he became who he became, even though it's a totally ridiculous movie. There's genuine talent showing through like this ridiculousness.
Absolutely.
So I can see it, but like it's also totally ridiculous. Like it's an insane movie.
It's completely wild.
It's very wild. I love it. I love the character Derek, who is played by Peter Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He is my favorite character, I think, maybe ever. I love him. I was really worried when I thought Derek died, but it turns out he didn't die, and then he became even more awesome. I just love, I love, love, love Derek. And I fell in love with him the moment he said the line, "I can't do that. I'm a Derek. Derek's don't run."
Derek's don't run.
"I can't run away. I'm a Derek. And Derek's don't run." It's the best. Because it's like, you know, usually people say that like with their last name, but it's like it's his first name.
It's so good.
Here's a thing you might not know about people named Derek.
They don't
Derek's
do this.
Don't run. I love it. I love it so much. So I really enjoyed my time with this movie. I'm glad I read about it a little bit before I started watching it. I think it just made me enjoy it a little more, knowing how it was filmed and how much like effort and love and like little money went into this.
Mm-hmm. I loved
pretty,
that
pretty creative.
That one, I forget which character it was. But there's like one character, one actor, a friend of his that was like involved. From the beginning, he was part of the original cast. And like during the 4 years of filming, he like got married, and he got married to like a super like religious woman who didn't want him involved with the movie. So he just like disappeared for a while, and then he got divorced from that woman. And so then he like reappears in the movie like a little bit later. Just like so funny to me.
I love it. Do you know which character it was?
I think it's the guy, maybe it's the guy that when they're in the woods and the one guy leaves to like go blow up the car, and then the second guy leaves to like go follow him. And then like he turns around and he goes, "Oh, I'm so and so." And the guy's like, "Okay, I'm so and so. Let's go." It's like the other guy, like the guy that you don't really recognize, but he's just like there.
Okay, got you. I thought that was a really funny line, too.
Yeah, it was just like so awkward. And you're like, why is that so awkward? And you're like, oh, because he probably just like disappeared for 2.5 years and then came back to filming.
I actually wrote it down because I thought it was hilarious. Hi, I'm Giles Copland.
Yeah,
hi,
that guy.
I'm Benny. Let's go.
Nice.
Was he Giles
you.
Or was he Benny?
I think it's Barry. Giles. Is Giles. I'm
oh, okay.
Sure.
So he was the guy that looks like he was in the Sabotage music video, the Beastie Boys one.
Yeah.
Okay. He's wearing the most ridiculous wig and glasses and 70s style outfit.
Yes.
Totally looks like he could have been in the Sabotage music video. If you're too young to understand that reference, that makes me sad. But please go check out that music video. It's really good.
best thing about this movie, the seagull headbutt.
I love the seagull headbutt.
And then, like, the pan down to the broken seagull.
I can't believe you like that.
It's very clearly, like, a ceramic seagull.
It is very clearly a ceramic seagull, but sometimes that doesn't matter to you.
That's true. I mean, I feel like that's more... And it was so... It's, I don't know. This movie's just, like, so unrealistic. It basically is just, like, mush everywhere.
Yeah.
It's completely disgusting, but in a completely, like, ridiculous... amazing way.
I'm a big fan of Derek shoving brains in his head every once in a while.
He's got to fix himself to make sure he's
just,
going.
It just, it's fine. Puts and a hat on. A
belt around his head like Quail Man.
Yeah, you got it. Quail Man. Some young people really aren't going to get that reference.
And you're welcome.
There was a TV show called Doug when we were growing up.
Yep.
And his superhero... He was a superhero fan of
alter ego
Quail Man.
Was Quail Man.
He turned into Quail Man. It was like his alter ego, but not really. Just in his brain.
In
like
his brain.
Not in real life.
Exactly.
And he wore his underpants outside of his shorts.
Yep.
And a belt on his head.
Yep. And that was really the only thing that was different.
Yeah, he didn't actually do anything.
So good. That's what it made me think of, though.
That's funny. He was a little Quail Man-esque, although I kept thinking that Derek was kind of like, he kind of looked like he was Harry Potter a little bit with the scarf and the glasses. Yeah, he definitely looks like he's a Gryffindor.
He's got a Gryffindor scarf.
Yeah. Although I was reading and it said that it might have been an allusion to Doctor Who.
Oh, because they, with the scarf. That makes sense.
With the scarf. And then they also made a joke that maybe the aliens came through a phone booth. And doesn't Doctor Who travel through phone booths or something?
He does. Fact. Yeah. Well, the TARDIS.
Yeah, I think that was just a small little reference of maybe. I don't know.
I like little things like Barry. Is that our lead character?
Maybe.
I think the guy with the handlebar mustache.
Yeah, that's Barry. Barry?
I don't know. But that guy.
Yeah, it's Barry.
I guess he, for the first day of filming, like, forgot to shave. And so for, like, subsequent 4 years, he would have to, like, shave at the beginning of the week and then not shave so that he looked consistent throughout the whole thing. And he was, like, I guess at the end of filming, it was, like, a tough habit to break because he spent four years, like, shaving on Monday and then not shaving again till next Monday.
I hope you like this handlebar mustache because... It's sticking around for a while.
It's going to be here. I love that this was supposed to be a short that they just kept filming for 4 years.
I just love it so much. It's so good. I also really appreciate what the aliens look like. I'm a fan of them.
Mm-hmm.
I love how their butts also burst out of their clothes. So they're wearing like suit thongs.
Their butts are so big.
Their little butt cheeks, like their weird alien butt cheeks come out of the suits in the back, but the little piece of material goes through it. So they're wearing suit thongs.
It's so funny.
It's so great. I love it so much. And there's some fun, really fun gore, really campy gore.
Oh my God. It's so gross.
It's even really weird to see what happened to Peter Jackson though, because he, you know, he did all these like Lord of the Rings things, but like...
Which now knowing, I mean, because I'd seen Bad Taste before, like a while ago, but I didn't realize like that it was filmed over 4 years, I think. And so it kind of makes like the Lord of the Rings movies like make way more sense because he filmed them all like in one shot. Mm-hmm. Right. And then edited them later. So it like makes sense that that would like be his style of filming. Right.
Yeah, like he's doing just, this like it's huge very epic. Fantasy. He's become like very fantasy based. And I feel like he's definitely started out in horror. I mean, he also did Dead Alive or Brain Dead, as some people know it.
So good.
Which is probably one of the goriest films I've ever seen ever.
Yeah.
And as ridiculous as this, just as ridiculous as this.
Yeah.
If not more ridiculous, really.
Totally.
It's pretty ridiculous. I'm kind of surprised we aren't doing that movie. Why aren't we doing that movie this month?
Maybe it's not streaming?
I think it might be recently. I don't think it was before.
Well.
Oh, well. Maybe later.
Yeah. Put it in our pocket until we decide to do it, and then it won't be streaming.
Yep. So Derek saves the day, kills the last alien that gets away, wears his skin. Oh, the way he kills him is fucking just...
with the chainsaw.
Through his head and all the way down his body.
His goes body.
Through his body and then goes, I've been reborn.
But then his head's completely intact enough to wear.
Yeah.
Because why not?
So weird and uncomfortable.
I wonder, do you think that Peter Jackson still has the Peter Jackson puppet?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope he does.
So there's this scene where, like, Peter Jackson vomits into this bowl. And it's like they made a cast of his face and then made it a puppet. So it could, like, throw up continuously for, like, 5 minutes into this huge bowl of, like, ugh. Yogurt. It looks so gross. And then they, like, start drinking it. And it's, gross. Like, very... I mean, it's obviously yogurt, but like for some reason, it was still just like completely disgusting to me. I was like, oh, I can't handle this.
It still is very disgusting.
It's so gross. When
you see it come out of someone's face,
yeah,
and then you see people drinking it.
Ugh.
But that guy, he feels like he has to drink a little bit, but then he like goes back for more.
He's like, I'm down for seconds.
Yeah. They had to stop him from drinking it.
Give me a little bit of that. So good.
So I mean there's a very loose plot here. Mm-hmm. It's you don't really have much character development or anything.
No.
Except for maybe Derek, who has a very good arc in this film, I think.
He does. That car is the best thing I've ever seen. That double decker car.
Beetles? The Beetles are just driving it.
So cool. In
very
the strange. Weirdest way.
Very strange. I don't even know how you get a car like that.
I know. I'm like, you had no budget and you have this magic vehicle. Like, whose car was that?
New Zealand in the 80s. I mean, there might not have been that much to do except for build weird double-decker cars.
That's true.
That have the Beatles in it.
So cool. I was so into it.
Oh, man. Yep, that was hilarious.
I don't know. That's kind of all I got to say about Bad Taste.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Me too, me too. I don't have much more. Much more to say.
It's so fun. If you have a queasy stomach, maybe don't watch it. But if you enjoy just gross, awesome, ridiculous movies, I definitely recommend checking it out.
I do too. All right. Well, we didn't ask a question this week.
Oops.
So just moving on, I did ask quickly before we started recording if anyone had any questions for us, so maybe we could answer some questions to fill in some time at the end of the episodes. And we did get a couple. So we can do that if
amazing.
You want.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, not all of these are horror related. They're just random questions.
Hey,
which is totally fine. We got at Blank Bomber on Twitter. Our friend Armando says, do you pull toilet paper from the top or the bottom?
The top, right? Yeah, like it flaps over the top.
Yeah, it flaps over the top. That's what you like.
Yeah.
I like it when it's underneath.
That's funny.
I know a lot of people don't like that. I know it angers a lot of people.
Because it's like, where the hell is this?
I've actually had people come to my house and flip it, and then I had to flip it back.
That's so funny. Like, how dare you touch someone else's toilet paper?
I was offended, but I kind of understood it. Like, I know people are really very specific.
But it's like, still, that's not your house.
It.
That's not your toilet paper.
I know, but I mean, like, if you're staying with me and you're using my guest bathroom, okay, fine. I'll deal. I can flip it back.
That's
it's not
so
a huge
funny.
Deal. No, I like it underneath because when it's on top mm-hmm. and it hasn't rolled enough forward enough, it's hard to grab it and I can't always see the edge. If it's underneath, I just roll it and then it comes out and then I can grab it. It's way easier.
See, I feel like I can see it better on top than the other way around.
I can never see it. And it's like, where is it? And then I accidentally tear it because I have a thumbnail and it just rips it. And then I'm fucked.
And then you're like,
ripped
well,
toilet
shit.
Paper.
Yeah.
It's
I get
you. Disgusting. No, underneath is always better. I like it underneath.
Fair enough.
But asking the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah, really. Getting down to it.
Okay, let's see. Oh, we have another one. This might be the only other one, but we have another one. Here we go. At MJ Hogan 29 says, what is your favorite book? Or I know you love horror movies, so do you like horror type books or completely different genre? So it's a two-part question. First, say what your favorite book is, I guess.
Okay, my favorite book is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. I think that's how you say his last name. That's my favorite book. But my favorite genre, which is not funny enough, is not what The Alchemist is at all, is probably like sci-fi fantasy. Is my favorite. And I also like historical fiction. I'm kind of all over the place, but I don't really read a lot of horror books, but I don't think it's because I'm not like necessarily interested in it. I just think that like, I don't know, like I kind of just gravitate towards the stuff that I'm used to reading.
Yeah.
But I'm open. I'm open to reading some good horror books.
I think we've spoken about this a little bit. I really like classical literature. Mm-hmm. I was a literature major in college, and one of my favorite novels of all time is Jane Eyre. I can read that. I try to read it at least once a year. It's one of my favorite novels. I really enjoy it. I like books typically written by women. I don't know why. I just gravitate towards them more. Mm-hmm. I like works of fiction typically. I also really like Kurt Vonnegut, though. And one of my favorite Kurt Vonnegut books is Cat's Cradle. I really recommend that. I have a Cat's Cradle tattoo. And I also really like Sylvia Plath. I like poetry a lot. And mm-hmm. I really like The Bell Jar is a really fantastic book. I like really depressing novels by women.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Like, obviously, like, I love the Harry Potter series. I love series. I love the Game of Thrones books, even though I haven't finished those.
Yeah, I read the first Game of Thrones book, and I liked it, but I just couldn't keep going.
And I like the Dark Elf trilogy.
I mean, I like reading sci-fi, too. Like, yeah. I like lighthearted stuff also. I like reading funny books. I read quite a few books by Christopher Moore when I got out of college. Yeah, I love
Christopher Moore. He's one of my favorite authors.
He's pretty funny. Like, if you're looking for something, like, light and easy to read mm-hmm. and ridiculous. I like The Bloodsucking Fiends.
Bloodsucking Fiends and You Suck. Yeah. And The Stupidest Angel is hilarious.
Island of the Sequined mm-hmm, Love Nun mm-hmm. is pretty good.
Lamb is like his.
That's like, how I got interested in him.
Yeah.
Was it's from so that. Good.
I have one of my friends for Christmas bought me Lamb and it looks like a Bible.
Oh, yeah. I saw those.
It's so funny.
Cool. Those are cool.
He's great. I love him.
All right. I think those are the only questions we got. Oh, wait. Did we have other questions? No, that's it.
I think that's it.
I literally asked it like right before we jumped on, so I'm not
I was like, is it bad that we didn't do a social media question?
I was like, well, let's see if people have questions for us because I forgot. And then if we get more after, since I just posted that, if we get more, we'll save them for next week.
Cool.
All right. So that's about it. And you want to talk about anything going on with you?
I don't really have anything. I'm going to go see Black Panther tonight. Probably.
Oh, I want to see it.
I'm so excited. I've been dying to watch The Ritual.
Oh my god, I just watched it this morning it was so good.
I'm really
I was
excited.
Such a baby about it though. I was like, I'm watching it in the morning because I am really nervous about it. I'm doing a bunch of camping coming up and I'm not a camper, and I was even warned by Modern Horrors people that it might not be good to watch right before you go camping. And so I was trying to hold off, but then everyone kept talking about it, and I was like, it looks so good.
Yeah.
And then it was really good. I really enjoyed my time with it.
I knew. I was like, I need to watch these other two movies before I watch this one. And so I did that, but I'm probably going to watch that within the next couple of days.
Yeah, it's really well made. It's really smart. It's good. We might be doing an episode on that, maybe.
So let's do it. I'm in already.
Cool.
But that's really it. Nothing. I got nothing.
So I guess that's it then. You don't have anything else to mention?
Negative.
Okay. So then that's it. Oh wait, you know what? Here is a thing. We will be doing another special episode for patrons only over on patreon.com. And this one's going to be super awesome. You're not going to want to miss it. It is Women in Horror Month, which we haven't really mentioned on here. We've been doing a lot on social media with it, particularly Instagram, but we have not been talking about it on here. So what we did is we got all the girls over on modernhorrors.com that do writing. That do writing, Carly.
Nailed
that
do it.
Writing.
Yep. Do that.
Write reviews and lists and all that interesting, cool stuff you get to read about. Meg, she writes over there. We also have Leslie, who writes there. And we have Mania, who are going to join us. And we are going to just do a roundtable talking about women in horror. Some of our favorite women writers and directors, some of our favorite actresses, some of our favorite movies that have a strong female presence. We're going to get into some certain topics. We've been kind of throwing around ideas on Slack, and it's going to be really, I'm really excited about it. I don't think I've ever really gotten to talk to all these girls live before, so that'll be fun. I'm really excited.
Woo.
So if you're a patron of us or Modern Horrors, you will get to check that one out. That'll be posted before the end of the month, probably within the next week or so. So look forward to that. If you're not a member of Patreon, I have such a hard time with it because you call the people patrons, but it's Patreon. So I always get it mixed up in my head.
I would probably just say Patreon over and over again.
Well, that's what that's I just was how saying, I do. But then Luke made fun of me, and now I try to pay attention to it, and fuck him.
Thanks,
I'll do
a
whatever
lot,
I want.
Luke. We do what we want.
If you're a Patreon over on Patreon of Final Girls or Modern Horrors, you'll get to check that out. And if you aren't but would like to check it out, it's really easy to become a Patreon. You really only have to give us a dollar, and we would appreciate it, and you get to listen to it.
And it's
once
fun.
A month. You can cancel it anytime. You don't have to keep doing it. If you want to do it once or twice or come back and check in, see what's up, that's cool too. We would love more Patreons.
Yeah.
We do not need you to give us a lot of money, but a little bit of money really helps us to progress the podcast and make it better for you.
And you get to like hang out with us every...
We do hangouts. We do Twitter stuffs. We do hopefully more special episodes, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it.
Cool.
I think that's it for now. I'm losing my voice. It's time for a nap.
I agree. Yes, it is.
All right. Well, thank you guys for stopping by, and we'll see you next week. Until then, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly. Bye.
Fall break.
Final Girls Horrorcast is sponsored by Elizabeth, Mikey H, Nick B, Black Cat, Miss Tab, and the OT Gourmet Geek. We are available to stream on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TunedIn, and pretty much anywhere else that you can stream a podcast. We are also very active on social media, so please interact with us. You can find us on Twitter at FinalGirlsHC, and Instagram and Facebook, just search for Final Girls Horrorcast. We also invite you to join our Final Girls discussion group on Facebook. You can find the link on our homepage. Yeah, we're gonna have a good time. We're going on a ball break, walking hand in hand in the moonlight. We'll be the sweets all day. I swear, we'll never part. We're going on a...